You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
What it is. P, silly listeners, welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we take our silliness seriously. The Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And if you are new here, welcome. Buckle up. I do a lot of random things. You will feel inspired, entertained, and maybe even slightly annoyed. But I hope you decide to go ahead, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Give me 5 stars. That would be very helpful. All right, so let's go ahead and get into it. The first thing I want to talk about is the show. Was it Catfish, An Unknown Number? Have you guys seen this on Netflix yet? First of all, I understand that I might be late in the game when it comes to talking about it, but I did kind of see it around when it came out. I was probably about a couple of weeks late, but here's the thing, okay? As a true crime fanatic, there is not much, let me move my laptop, there is not much that I have not many stories that I haven't heard of, and I low-key heard about this story, but I didn't have the details. And the fact, if you have not seen Catfish, Unknown Number on Netflix, you need to put that to your queue. It is insane. The fact that this young girl, it's like in middle school and high school and stuff, literally being stalked and harassed, okay, via text for like over a year, okay, and the person who's harassing her is saying things like, kill yourself, you don't deserve your boyfriend's is so big, he's sleeping with me, he's using you, die. Like it's like horrible shit. And I gotta tell you, as a millennial, thank God I grew up when I did, we definitely got bullied, but it didn't follow us online. Once you left school, that was it, unless you saw the bitch at the mall or at the movies or at the skating rink or something, then you know, on site, whatever, but then you just fought. It was no let me shoot you, it was none of that shit. You know what I mean? And if you called somebody to harass them, there's a good chance their mom was going to pick up the phone. Hello, landlines. You know, so we didn't have these problems that these kids have today. It's terrifying. And here's the thing, this went on for like over a year, okay? Not only was this young girl harassed, so was her boyfriend. So was her boyfriend and her friends. And they all come from this small town. Now, listen, spoiler alert. If this is going to ruin it for you, you need to go ahead and skip that 15 ahead button right now because I'm about to ruin it. The person who is behind this shocked me to my core. It was her fucking mom. Her own mother was sending her these text messages. It's insane. And honestly, it might not ruin it for you because here's the thing. The reason it might not ruin it for you is because the mom is on the documentary series. She's on the series. She's being filmed. She's telling, quote unquote, her side of things. And I think that she thought that doing this would make her look better. It did not. If I could open hand Will Smith this woman in the face, I would love to. Mothers are not supposed to do those things. You need to check it out. Catfish on Netflix. If you've seen it, let me know down below if you're watching this on YouTube. Let me know what you thought about it. And also let me know what you are streaming right now and on what platform. I am curious about that. All right. So at work, in other news, at work, I work for The Burt Show. That's my day job. And I also work for a radio station. And as I told you last week, The Burt Show is coming to an end. Last week, Burt announced that, he's retiring. And so thus meaning October 24th, the show is coming to an end. That will be the last show. But we got a chance to do one last hurrah. There is a nonprofit called Helping Mamas. And what they do is they do their best to help out moms. They do everything that they can, getting donations together, holding a lot of fun events where they can help these moms get the things that they need. One of those things, diapers. Now, here's the thing that many people do not know, especially if you do not have kids. Diapers are expensive as fuck. They're so expensive. And so, unfortunately, there are families out there who have to make the decision between, am I going to feed my kid or is my kid going to have diapers? And the fact that we are at a space where we have to make that decision is insane. And as of recording this right now, the government's on a shutdown, so we're all fucked, if we're being honest with you. But here's the thing. Helping Mamas is doing what they can to help our moms out there. So Helping Mamas decided to tag team up with The Burt Show. And what they did is we were able to get enough donations of diapers for the nonprofit Helping Mamas. So Kristen from The Burt Show, her idea was to kind of step up the stakes, if you will, because we did this a couple of years ago. And I think the goal was to get 55,000 diapers or something along those lines. And not only did we reach that goal, we freaking crushed it. And I think it was because the prompt that gave everybody to do it, well, not only out of the goodness of their hearts, but they wanted to see the entire Burt Show staff wearing diapers in a photo. So they did that. This year, Kristen decided to up the ante to 75,000 diapers. And honestly, nonprofits right now are really hurting because of everything that's going on right now. People just don't have the money to give as much as they would like to because it's just, well, you live in the world, you know what's going on. And so we weren't even close to the goal, not even halfway there. We were very grateful for the things that we did get. But then, lo and behold, we had someone who was actually a part of Huggies, the brand Huggies, who actually donated a lot of diapers. I forget the amount of number of diapers it was. I think it was like 50,000 or 70,000 diapers or something like that. Anyways, it was a big amount of diapers to where we now have over 100,000 diapers that were donated. And because we met our goal, we said that we would to have a photo shoot with babies as we are all wearing diapers. So yours truly will eventually be on a billboard in the city of Atlanta for at least a day. I don't know when it's going to go up. The entire Burt Show staff is going to be wearing Depends, technically, because we can't fit Huggies, and holding Burt Show P1 listeners holding their babies on this billboard. But you know what? I'm going to look ridiculous, but it was totally worth it. The fact that there are going to, you think about it, if over 100,000 diapers, think of one baby, just one baby gets one diaper. We're talking about over 100,000 babies who are going to have some diapers. And I think that's a beautiful, beautiful freaking thing when you think about it. So I'm very proud of what we did. I did not enjoy holding random strangers' babies because it was very loud and chaotic in there. I don't know if you've been in a room full of babies, but it's loud. It's very loud. All right, guys, subscribe, rate, review. If you want to show your support for this podcast, that is the best way to do it. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave comments directly under each episode that you're listening to. Be sure to do that because I do read those. I don't get a lot of those, so I really like them. So go ahead and leave those down below. Have you heard about who is going to be headlining the Super Bowl of 2026? That's coming up really soon. Actually, literally next year. I think it's going to be September. Wait, hold on. No. I think it's, what is it? Like February or something? Anyway, Super Bowl's coming up. But yes. Okay, I found it. February. Super Bowl date is going to be February 8th, 2026. Okay. And the headliner will be, drumroll please, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny will be headlining the halftime show at the Super Bowl on February 8th, 2026. I think this is going to be dope. And I believe he will be the first. Actually, no, he will be. I double checked. Yes, I was right. He will be the first headliner to perform solely in Spanish. So this is going to be dope. This is the halftime Super Bowl show is going to be a literal party because Bad Bunny is a hell of an entertainer. I only speak a little bit of Spanish and he does kind of do it. I'm like, hey, wait, despacio, fam. I want to know what you're saying. I love this beat, though. You know what I mean? But I'm actually a fan of Bad Bunny. I think he's a great artist. And I think this is going to be a great opportunity for him. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but Super Bowl performances at the halftime show, they do not get paid. And to dig further into that, allow me to ask AI to make sure that I'm not lying to you. But from what I understand, they don't get paid. All right, here's the thing. I'm going to cheat on Gemini. Don't tell her about this. You know, Gemini is normally my go-to AI figure. But we're going to go ahead and ask ChatGPT because ChatGPT has an audio chat box as well. So let's see. Oh, I get to choose a voice. Ooh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to choose a voice. Let's see what she sounds like.
I've got a really great feeling about us teaming up. How can I jump in and help?
All right, that's Juniper. Let's see.
Hello. It's lovely to meet you. If there's anything you need, please don't hesitate to let me know. I'm here to help.
All right, that's dope. That's Val. Okay, or Vale. I don't know.
Hey, how's it going? I'm looking forward to working together. Let's figure out where to start. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got another one here. That was Spruce. Hey. His name was Spruce, by the way.
I just want to share how thrilled I am to work with you, and I can't wait to get started. So what's the game plan?
All right, his name is Cove.
Oi, glad to meet you. I think we're going to do great work together. Where should we start?
That's Arbor. I love an accent. I might use that. There's a few more. Let's see.
Hey, I'm ready to hit the ground running. So if there's anything you'd like me to focus on first, just let me know.
That's Ember.
Hi there. Nice to meet you. I'm excited to help you get things done. Let's get started.
That's Maple.
Hey, what's up? Feel free to ask me about anything that's on your mind. I'm ready to go.
That's Soul. Soul sounds sexy. I like that. Let's see the next one.
Hey, it's great to meet you. How's your day going? I'm really looking forward to working on some cool stuff together.
All right, fam. It's between Breeze, the one we just heard, Soul, and...
Hi. Glad to meet you. I think we're going to do great work together.
Arbor. Yeah, I like Arbor, bro. Arbor got like the accent thing going. I like, let's do Arbor. But you can change it. All right, what was the question? I forgot why I wanted this. What was the question? Something about Bad Bunny. If I have to stop recording to go watch this to see what the question is, I'm going to feel like an idiot. Just give me a second. Okay. Bad Bunny, something, something, perform headliner in Spanish. Da 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 da. Fam, I forgot. Damn it. Well, anyways. See, now I have to pause recording to figure out what the hell is going on. This is bullshit. Hold on a second. All right, so I remember what I wanted. Shut up. I wanted to know if people, the halftime Super Bowl, at the halftime show at the Super Bowl, do they get paid? Okay, so let's ask, what's his name? Arbor? Hey, Arbor, I wanted to ask you, do the performers at the Super Bowl get paid? I heard that they don't. They might get more downloads for their music and things like that, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's a pretty common misconception. Generally, the performers at the Super Bowl halftime show don't receive a direct performance fee from the NFL. Instead, they get a lot of exposure, and that can lead to increased music sales, streaming numbers, and overall brand visibility. They do, however, get reimbursed for their production costs, like staging and travel. But the big win is definitely the exposure.
Awesome. Thank you, Arbor. I really appreciate you sharing that information with me. The fact that I can hear you take breaths and hear tone in your voice is creepy, but also kind of awesome.
I'm glad you found it interesting. Yeah, it definitely adds a bit of a personal touch to the conversation. And I'm always here if you have more questions or just want to chat about anything at all.
All right, dope. Take care.
You too. Take care and feel free to reach out anytime. Have a great one.
All right, so that's what ChatGPT has to say. That is interesting. One of these days, I think I'm going to record a podcast episode with AI and see what happens. I'll just have AI be like a guest host. That might be interesting. We'll see. I'll think about it. All right, so yeah, they don't get paid. Have you heard about the camper who many people thought were in danger, but was actually singing? All right, let's go ahead and dig into it. This is coming from the Instagram page, the Bananas Podcast. You know, that's one of my favorites. I love this podcast. They are hilarious. All right, so this is coming from their podcast, and they are doing a story from the Vancouver Sun here. Nothing like a good old-fashioned Nickelback country sing-along to launch search and rescue crews into action. It says on Thursday evening, by the way, this was posted 8 weeks ago. I'm just coming across it and it's hilarious. On Thursday evening, the central Okanagan search and rescue crew, I think that's how you say it, were out training when they received reports of someone yelling for help near the Boulder Fields, a climbing spot near the Kettle Valley Railway. Two hikers had contacted 911 after hearing what sounded like repeated cries. That's in quote, repeated cries. The crew immediately switched from training to rescue mode, activating its drone team along with two RCMP officers. So yeah, again, Canada, RCMP officers. Those are their cops, Canadian cops, from what I understand. All right. So it says here, the first members, hi Canada, if you're listening, hi. The first members of the crew who arrived at the Boulder Fields could hear faint yelling, but couldn't make out what was being said, according to a post online by the search team. The crew had split into two teams and was prepping to search the woods and forest roads when team members found the source of the yelling: a man camping alone who had been belting out Nickelback's greatest hits. That is so stupid. It says here, the camper was singing his heart out to the trees, blissfully unaware that the acoustics of the Boulder Fields had turned his tent side concert into an accidental distress signal, according to the team. He wasn't in trouble, said search manager Dwayne Tresnich, I believe is how you say his last name, unless you count his singing. The team... Why you gotta insult him? He was just minding his business. He was just in the woods minding his business, singing Nickelback. And listen, I better not hear, nobody in the comment section better be talking shit or trash about Nickelback, because Nickelback is a goddamn national treasure. Okay? Stop it. You know you're like, how the hell we wind up like Daryl? Why weren't we able? Come on, stop it. Stop it. I'm in a standing in line. And, come on. Never again. In. Come on. Come on. Nickelback. Look at this photograph. Come on. Oh my God. The team thanked the hikers who called it in, adding that while Thursday evening's incident turned out to be nothing more than a camper in need of singing lessons, it could have been serious. And remember, our services are always free, and the money you save could be spent on singing lessons. That's what they said. That's hilarious. Somebody commented, I would be in distress hearing someone say Nickelback. I am upset. Let Nickelback live. Y'all know damn well when Nickelback comes on the radio or randomly comes on into your streaming, you fucking sing along. Stop disrespecting Nickelback. They're awesome. I only know, I think, the songs I sang and maybe a few other ones, but I still fuck with them, you know? If you've ever stayed in a hotel or an Airbnb and you wonder to yourself, are there any hidden cameras here? Well, if you have ever had that thought, I am going to share with you some ways that you can protect yourself from that next on the Professionally Silly podcast. Are there cameras being hidden all over the place? I don't know, but I did ask ChatGPT, what can I do to protect myself? See, this is another wonderful reason AI is available, although you could just Google it, but, you know, I decided to look it up on ChatGPT. Let me look. Okay, so ChatGPT shared some interesting information that may help protect us all. Let's go ahead and take a look-see. Where should I look for hidden cameras and how? All right, so if you're concerned about hidden cameras in a space like a hotel room, Airbnb, a dressing room, or anywhere else, ChatGPT is going to help us out. So make sure you guys are paying attention. Here are the most common places you should check, high-risk spots to check for hidden cameras. Smoke detectors, that's one of them, especially ones oddly placed or pointed directly at a bed or a shower. Okay, so wherever you're getting naked and there's a smoke detector, double check some shit, all right? Clocks. Alarm clocks or wall clocks may have pinhole cameras inside, okay? Also, why are there wall clocks now? Everybody has watches, phones, iPads, computers. I don't need a wall clock. Why is that there? Anytime I see a wall clock from now on, I will think hidden camera, hidden camera. All right, air purifiers or small appliances. Anything plugged in and aimed oddly could be a disguise, okay? So if you see an air purifier or a nightlight or something that's like pointed directly at the bed, you know, maybe just give yourself a second thought here, especially if you're an attractive woman. This list is especially for you. Okay, nobody's looking at my fat ass. I'm safe. The rest of you motherfuckers, y'all need to be careful. All right, so mirrors, okay? Look for two-way mirrors, especially in bathrooms or bedrooms. Do the fingernail test. Place your fingernail on the mirror. If there's a gap between your finger and its reflection, it's likely to be a normal mirror. If there's no gap, it might be a two-way. Now, that's something to think about. I never even thought about that. Lamps or light fixtures. Cameras can be hidden inside or attached to lampshades. Interesting. From now on, I'm only using ring lights. It's a lot safer. All right, TVs or cable boxes. A small lens could be embedded in or near them. Okay, all right. Especially those smart TVs. A lot of those come with cameras these days, right? I don't know. Do they? Shit, I don't know. Decorative objects, picture frames, books, fake plants, or stuffed animals. You got to watch out for those as well. It feels like I should look out for everything. How long is this list? It's three more things? Holy crap. All right. Power outlets or USB chargers. These are popular disguises for spy cams. Damn it. Bring your own power outlets when you go when you go places. Shower heads or bathroom vents. Sometimes cameras are tucked into oddly placed hardware. Okay, now I gotta check shower heads. That never occurred to me. I thought cameras needed to be out of water. Damn. And the last one here, get out of here. Curtain rod ends or wall hooks. These are discreet and commonly overlooked spots. Get out of here. Did not know. Now that we know where all of these cameras could be hidden, which is literally any and everywhere, especially now that they have like rate those Facebook Meta lens things. Now you can just wear some sunglasses and look like you're just recording everything. So it's we're not safe anywhere. How to check for hidden cameras. Let's go on to something that's actually helpful. So you can use your flashlight. In the dark, shine a flashlight slowly around the room. Camera lenses reflect light, so you might catch a tiny glint. That is true. That actually makes sense, and it's an easy thing to do. I'm going to try that next time I go someplace where I think there's a camera hidden. I'm going to do that. Use your phone camera. Some infrared cameras emit light not visible to the eye, but show up on phone screens, especially front-facing cameras. That is so true. I have noticed that before. That is true. Okay. I've seen that. Turn off the lights and scan slowly when you're using your phone screen, okay? Check the Wi-Fi network. Apps like Fing, F-I-N-G, can show all devices connected to the same network. Look for unknown or suspicious devices. Okay. Listen for buzzing or clicking. Some cheaper or older hidden cameras make subtle noises. Physically inspect items. Gently move or unplug devices that seem unnecessary or oddly placed. If you do find something suspicious, document it, whether it's pictures, videos, whatever, and leave the location and make sure you report it to the local authorities or the platform that you booked through, like whether it's Airbnb or the hotel, but definitely call the cops. Let the authorities know, because these businesses, they might be looking after themselves more so than you. So also, you know, get yourself a file number. Go to the cops. Legit. Well, now that we know we're not safe anywhere, we do have a new caller on the vent line. Let's see where they want to get off their chest, shall we? Next, right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. I don't know why I did the finger gun thing. That was okay. Let's go to the next thing. All right. So once again, when I get these vents, when I get these voicemails, whether it's a vent or a confession or whatever it is that you're saying, I like to listen to it alongside with you for the first time. So this will be interesting. It is a minute and 6 seconds long. I have not heard this, and I am looking forward to hearing what they have to say. So let's go ahead and let this person take the floor.
Smiles, I just need to vent because I have a dog, right? I love my dog. She is my absolute world. She is so perfect. She's amazing. And I love her life. However, she is 45 pounds, only stands about 2 feet tall, if that, and feels like she can just take up an entire king-size bed, and she's not good at sharing it. I am currently laying on about 4 inches of my bed because she will not move over, and I refuse to sleep on the other side of the bed. That's not my side. That's her side. I'm on my side. She is on my side. And she is not letting me be completely on my side. And I feel some type of way about it. And I don't know what to do. Because I love her. I don't want to move her. I don't want to wake her up. I don't want her to not lay with me. I don't want her to lay far from me. But I also would like my bed. That's it. All right. Bye.
Fam, I feel you. Any pet that I have had that has been in my bed with me, they like to do that. They will take up the entire bed. You are not alone in this. Just know, sister, we are here together. We stand together on this issue. My cat that I have right now, Bagheera, she's the second cat that I've ever had. My first cat, Samantha, was the same way. Would just get into the bed, lay dead in the middle. Don't give a fuck about me, my comfort. You know what I'm saying? Like, what about me and my back problems? Can I lay down the way I'm meant to? You know what I mean? And I don't mind switching sides of the bed. I can do that. That's fine. But, you know, it's my bed, so it's like whatever. But fam, I hate to say it. You might need to switch sides of the bed. Just don't tell nobody, because that shit's embarrassing. Don't tell anybody about that. Just give in and let your adorable, cute little puppy have what they want. Be a good pet parent and just give in. You have lost the side of the bed. There is you've lost, and I'm sorry. I love that. What a great phone call. If you want to call the podcast, make sure you go ahead and call my Google Voice number. Leave a message, 805-664-1828, and you too can vent about whatever it is you would like. Or maybe you want advice, or maybe you just want to tell me that you love the show, or maybe you have a topic idea or a question. Go ahead and hit me up, and there's a good chance you will make the podcast, because I don't really get a lot of calls. So I'll probably put you on there. Desperate for content. Well, that's me. All right, coming up next, it is time for our POC Excellence segment, where I like to give my flowers to people of color who are doing amazing, wonderful, and inspiring things. So coming up next right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast. We are currently on the Instagram page at Essence of Black Culture, one of my faves for a POC Excellence segment. segments. So what caught me here is the tagline that got me. Also, this beautiful young boy in the photo. It says here, hundreds of people from the local community joined a parade to support 9-year-old Terrence Harris Jr., who has been battling cancer since his second birthday. He has already beaten it 3 times and is now continuing his fight with radiation. I just thought this was a beautiful thing. And one of the reasons that it kind of grabbed my attention is because of Bert's nonprofit, Bert's Big Adventure, where what we do is, I'm saying we, but I was a part of it dealing with the Bert Show. I'm hoping to join the nonprofit organization actually after even the show ends, because I believe in what they do. But anyways, Bert's Big Adventure is where Bert and many people, it's a huge, because he's had it for like over 20 years. But what they do is they take terminally ill and chronically ill children and their families to Disney World for a week, all expenses paid. They get a private jet. They get nurses that come on the trips with them, so the parents don't have to worry about, oh, what time is the medication? All they have to do is just be parents, and their kids can just be kids, and they don't have to constantly think about doctor's appointments and all that. They get a week to just be a family, making memories while they can. And it's a beautiful thing. So when I saw this, it just kind of grabbed, it definitely got my heartstrings, because I fucking hate cancer. It took my mom. It took a lot of people, and it sucks. And I hate that this child, 9 years old, has to battle it, but he's kicking its ass, you know?
It's really, really special. Terrence is so excited.
9-year-old Terrence Harris is in for a big surprise.
Like, we could not even imagine.
Battling cancer since he was almost 2.
Originally with a tumor in his chest that he had surgically removed.
And beating it 3 times, says mom Brandy, when it recently returned.
And this time it's really spread. So this time we found out that he has 4 tumors that are sitting inside of his skull. He also has a very long area that is going down his spine.
Mom had said that he was losing a little bit of his motivation for this last round.
His former kindergarten teacher asking for cards on social media when a friend suggested a parade.
And then it exploded.
People coming to Alliance Friday night from near and far.
We came from Rogers, Ohio.
We're coming from Cleveland, Ohio. We're supporting you. We're here for you. Let's go.
Thank you.
Well over 100 vehicles.
This is his medicine. He does so well when he is surrounded by people.
Receiving an abundance of love.
Wow. Just absolutely wow. They kept coming, and then they kept coming, and then they kept coming some more.
I just figured if we can put a smile on his face, lift his spirits up, it's all worth it.
The Jeep, truck, and muscle car theme is intentional, they say, because they wanted to make sure this parade is as tough as Terrence.
The boy's been battling it since he was 2. He's a true definition of a warrior.
He's overwhelmed. I haven't seen him stand that long in a while, so.
It's awesome.
Melting hearts and drawing tears.
The gifts, the everything was just more than our wildest dreams.
What'd you think about this today?
I think it was great.
Did you have a favorite? What was your favorite part?
My favorite thing was everything.
And while the road ahead will be challenging with radiation treatments, right now they say they feel truly blessed.
It means the world to me. He's the best thing that ever happened to me.
In a world full of chaos, the fact that so many people can take time out of their day just to be kind to somebody else and show up to somebody else really means the world. So
there you go. Go to
from my heart to yours, to your living rooms, I thank you and I love you. Terrence loves you and he thanks you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. We love you, baby.
In Alliance, Suzanne Stratford, Fox 8 News.
Fuck. It breaks my heart that this child has to, that any child has to battle things like that. It just breaks my heart. So it's one of the reasons why things like Bert's Big Adventure is so important to me. You know what I mean? At the very least, which is a big thing, they're able to give these families these memories that they can hold on for the rest of their lives. Happy, beautiful memories. And I think that's such a wonderful thing. And fuck cancer, bro. For real. Fuck it. Okay, enough of the sad stuff. Congratulations to young Terrence Harris Jr. Here are your flowers, young man. Keep up the fight. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's, you know, fam, check for hidden cameras because they literally could be anywhere. Like, for real. Hold on. Is there? No, I live here. Okay, we're good. Wait, that doesn't mean it couldn't be. Shit. I'm paranoid as hell now. Professionally Silly Life Rules. Check for those hidden cameras. Shout out to the listeners because you guys are what? If you are not new here, you said it with me. You guys are fucking titties. Because who doesn't love a good pair of titties? You don't got to be gay or straight. Just titties are great either way. Anyways, I love your faces, but most of all, if you're new here, you're like, what the hell? I love your faces, but most of all, I love the ears that are attached to them. I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you so much for chilling with me every week if you are doing so. And if you are new here, God bless you. And also share this podcast with a friend. Let's add more members to our cult, to my following for the podcast. Not a cult. I told myself I would never do that again. All right. Subscribe on whatever podcasting platform that you are using. If you're watching me on YouTube, you can comment down below. And if you don't know, I am available visually on YouTube on the Professionally Silly channel. So check me out there. Make sure you subscribe there as well. And if you can give your girl a 5-star review and or written, that'd be great. Do so on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, especially because those are the podcast gods and we have to feed them something. And hopefully you're feeding them 5 stars because I could use that. Please and thank you. If this is your first time listening, I do hope that you decide to come on back and I did not scare you off. And if I did, my bad. Check out the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly and the podcast Facebook group, Professionally Silly Podcast group. And if you have any listener submissions or silly stories or jokes, maybe you have a corny joke. You know what? I would love that. If you have a corny joke, leave me a corny joke in the voicemail, 805-664-1828. I would love that. Leave me a voicemail for a corny joke. Oh, I would love that. If you want to be anonymous, make sure you let me know and I will be sure to disguise your voice and all that stuff. All right. Check out the show notes. More bonus information on how to follow me in my social medias. I've included my link tree, which has my most used social medias that I am on, TikTok, Instagram. I don't know why this script says Twitter. I have not changed that in a while. I don't really do Twitter anymore or X or whatever the fuck. My YouTube channels and more all in one spot. And your girl is on Cameo. Okay, so if you want a personalized video, hit me up on Cameo at Amber Smiles Jones. And I got a P.O. box. I'm supposed to tell you guys that too in case you want to send me stuff. Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia. 30250. By the way, I said Lovejoy, Georgia, in case you can understand the song. Once again, it's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly station where I take my silliness seriously. That was weird. It got like really hot and then like really awkwardly serious. I'll leave you guys with this. No number before 1,000 contains the letter A. Think about that. Anyways, enjoy that. Until next time you decide to tune in, peace, silly listeners, watch where you step. Because there are pieces of shit everywhere. And they love to spread their ignorance. Okay, bye. I think a gurgle? I don't know what that was. Okay. Hundreds of people from the local community joined a parade to support 9-year-old Terrence Howard, damn it. But they wanted to see the entire boat. They wanted to... What it is. Peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast where we shoot the shit and we... Let me do that again.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it makes me laugh.
It's my jam.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.